If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
I want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, has mm-hmm. all that great music behind our cow commercials.
Yep.
Thank you, brother, and rest in peace.
Yes.
All right, let's have some more music.
Let's do it.
Another great one from Bren
Hare. Which one is it?
This one. I like this one.
Okay.
Listen to the words on this. This is his own family brand.
He throws a leg up over a well-broken saddle. He looks headlong across his own herd of cattle. He rides at ease now down sage-covered draws. He reins up patient while his pony paws. And the last ridge he sees is still part of his deeded land. Though it took most his life, he's proud of his own family. Yo, Waihi Mountains stretch high from the Great Basin Plain. It's the picture in his mind and the only thing keeping him sane. Washington calls in the troubles of nations, transform him back like a reincarnation. And the suit and the tie and the frayed social problems. Most is alive, so proud of his own family brand. I know a cowboy by the look in his eye, grasp of his hand and the low rolling sigh when he talks about horses and cattle and free open land. Cowboys wear pinstripes and ties now and then, whatever it takes. Took most his life, he's proud of his own family brand. Busy days there at his desk in the White House run long. 200 employees with families to feed, right or wrong. He closes his eyes and sees West Idaho. Gray granite peaks and the meadows below, and the raw rugged beauty created by only God's hand. Though it took most his life, he's proud of his own family brand. I know a cowboy by the look in his eye, the grasp of his hand and the low rolling sigh when he talks about horses, cattle and free open land. Cowboys wear pinstripes and ties now and then, for whatever it takes to win. Though it took most his life, he's proud of his own family. Thank you. starts to ringing. He was lost in the song of his arousal, his rain chains are singing. His mind is free now and his heart is full. Throws his phone down a fresh badger hole. Turns in his spurs and loosens the reins in his hand. To hell with the world now, he's riding for his own family brand. Oh, to hell with the world now, he's riding for his own family.
Yeah, isn't that a dandy?
Yeah,
it is a dandy. You know, Bryn's new CD is available for download.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can download it off his website. We'll go through all that stuff
here, too. Right,
right. He does have he is still printing a few CDs.
He is.
Yeah, so am I.
You too.
But just not as many.
Well,
because I got a whole closet full of CDs.
They're good target
practice. Yeah, well, you got to be a good shot to hit them, though.
If you set them up.
Oh, is that right? Oh, well, there you go.
Stationary. Yeah.
Well, what if you shoot right through the middle? You'll never know if you hit it.
That's pretty good shooting.
Yeah, that darn right it is. Yeah. Anyway, Bryn's new album is called Horses of War.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play that song here a little bit later on in the show. But it talks about all these generals and people in war and their horses.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty cool song. I really like it.
Well, that's what I like about Bryn stuff and yours. You know, there's always a backstory to everything.
Well, okay, there you go. And coming up to Cowpoke Poetry here, let's have a backstory.
Let's have it.
Then, shall we?
Yes.
Okay, this is a poem that I wish somebody else would have written. Because we have all done this.
Yes.
How many times have you laid down in bed and said, oh, yeah, I'm going to get a good sleep now?
Yeah.
Man, did I shut the gate?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I got to go check.
Well, here you go. Did I shut the gate? I know I did. I do it every single time. While working cows and sorting heifers, it's my normal pantomime. But here I lay all snug in bed, questioning what I did now. I shut the gate, I know I did. But what about the milk cow? If she strays and gets in with the bulls, I tell you, that'll be a mess. I'll be milking her out twice a day, and that will multiply my stress. Doggone it, I know I shut the gate. I did it this time for sure. Just lay back down and go to sleep. How much more can one endure? But what if the horses get out and start grazing on the lawn? My spouse will surely have my hide, and in the morning they'll be gone. I shut the gate, but did I latch it? Ooh, I hate this stupid game. Shut your eyes and clear your mind. They'll be there all the same. But if my daughter's 4-H goat gets into Mama's garden, I know there'll be some hell to pay, and sure to be no pardon. I shut the gate. I know I did. This never-ending struggle will keep me from obtaining rest and a night of peaceful snuggle. I best get up and check the thing. I'll not sleep until I do. The night will drag. I'll toss and turn till the sun comes into view. So off I fly into the night in my long johns and my boots. I reach the gate and shine the light, just as the first hoot owl hoots. Ha! I shut the gate. I knew I did. Perhaps I can get some rest. I'm glad I checked. Now I can sleep the slumber of the blessed. I lay back down and exhale deeply. Whew! After checking on my daughter, as my eyes slam shut, I hear a voice. Did I turn off the water?
Yeah, so which one of us has never done that?
Well, last night was it.
It was one last night, you bet. Yeah. Sounds right. Well, you know, we probably ought to go on to a little Dick's pick then.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Who's singing this week?
Well, it would be Don Edwards.
Nice, and what's he singing?
Make Me Cowboy One More Day.
Yeah.
Backward, turn backward, old time with your wheels. Bicycles, wagons, and automobiles. Dress me again in a big Stetson hat, spurs, flannel shirt, and slicker and chaps. Put a six-shooter or two in my hands. Show me a yearling to rope and to brand. Out where the sagebrush is dusty and gray, make me a cowboy again for a day. Give me a bronco that knows how to dance. Blue roan of color and wicked of glance. New to the feeling, a bridle and bit. Give me a quirt that will sting when it hits. Strap on a blanket behind in a roll. Toss me a lariat dear to my soul. Over the trail let me gallop away. And make me a cowboy again for a day. Thunder of hooves on the range as you ride. Hissing of iron and the sizzling of hide. The bellow of cattle and the snort of cayuse. The longhorns of Texas as wild as the deuce. Midnight stampedes and the milling of herds. Yells of the cowboys too angry for words. And right in the midst of it all, let me see. Make me a cowboy again for a day. Now under the star-studded sky so vast, campfire and coffee and comfort at last. And bacon that sizzles and crisps in the pan. And after the roundup smells good to a man. Stories of cowboys and outlaws retold. Over the pipes as the embers grow cold. These are the tunes that old memories play. Make me a cowboy again for a day.
Oh, man, that is awesome. Mm-hmm. The late Don Edwards. The late, great.
The late, great.
Don Edwards. Yeah, good stuff there. Well, we're introducing Bren and Andy's new CDs this week, but we still have to have some cow commercials.
We got to pay the bills.
Yeah, we do. So we're going to ditch out, and when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File.
Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.